This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today. So glad to be a part of God's church. The scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and he shall direct thy path. So God, so good and glad that God is directing my path today, that I'm a part of God's church, a part of his household, and just have a mind to continue on in God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he is a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Phillips, Elder Batiste, Elder Miles, our deacons, all the saints, our missionary. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about asking for the old paths. That's where God is. Before we get into that thought, we want to go back to Moses, for he wrote of the Lord. Choir.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses.
That's where you'll find me from the beginning.
Yes, for he wrote of me.
I am in the Father's name.
I ain't no man, I the same.
Understanding.
Follow and go back to Moses. In the wilderness, the rock that followed them was nobody but the Spirit.
Moses, for he wrote of the Lord. I'm grateful for the understanding of what God is saying. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Wherever you go, the commandment keepers, those that keep God's word, those who keep his commandments, they are the wisest people on the top side of the earth.
Right.
I believe that.
Right.
Deacon Debbie, what is our announcement?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Isn't that beautiful? Lively stones. That's what the scripture says. You are lively stones, built up a spiritual house. And I'm grateful today. This is the Sabbath day, and we're grateful. Maybe some of you have heard over the broadcast our sister Curly over the years. She has passed. She's in the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God she's in the kingdom. And she's not laboring anymore. She's not striving to live for God. She's with God forevermore. Isn't that beautiful? And I'm so grateful because it's a celebration when you can get through this life striving to please God and you endure to the end. And you leave here with a great crowd of witnesses to your life. That's a beautiful exit. And I understand if the family has to mourn and feel a little sad, you're going to have those moments. But if you look at the way God looks at it, the bigger picture. As they said, the Lord said, don't weep for me, weep for yourselves. When they were whipping him up the hill and they cried seeing him going through this, he said, oh, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves because they have to go through. He was exiting. Isn't that beautiful? So I'm not crying for Sister Curly. She has made it. Isn't that beautiful? And her works and her labor is over. So when we put that shell away, we're going to put her away in white.
Yes.
We're not going to be wearing black.
No.
Because her day of funeralizing it don't represent darkness.
No.
The scripture says fine linen.
Yeah.
White is the, what is it?
Righteous.
The righteousness of the saints. That's the attire the saints wear. We want to encourage all the family just, you know, if you want to jump in the coffin and cry, do it now. Because when the coffin comes in four, it's not going to be an exit to get in there or entrance. We're going to keep that opening kind of narrow. So you can't say, I'm going with you, mama. Going with your grandma. No, can't do that. She's with God. And if you stay with that focus, you're going to be fine. You're going to get past these days. Isn't that beautiful? But we that are here, we must journey on. Isn't that beautiful? Ask for the old paths. That's what the scripture says. Let's go to Jeremiah 6 and 10. Everybody, they may be twittering and getting on the net. Did you hear? I don't know how many listen to this broadcast over the net. It might be one. There may not be any. But what we do unto God. We're not worrying about where it reaches. It's going to reach to where God need for it to reach or want for it to reach. Jeremiah 16 and 10, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
16, Pastor.
Jeremiah 6, rather, excuse me. 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm. To whom shall I speak and give warning?
Whom shall I speak and give warning? Mm-hmm. What?
That they may hear.
What?
Behold, their ear is uncircumcised.
Mass of the people's ear are uncircumcised. It takes God to circumcise that ear. But in order for God to circumcise the ear, you must have a desire to want to please God, to live for God. What?
And they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach.
What?
They have no delight.
Not many have a delight in hearing God's word. That's why when the doors are open, it's basically you and I. Because if one's had an ear to really, I want to hear what God is really requiring of me, they'd be here. And when it's time, Bill, he'll send them. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the 16th verse. That's the thought.
Thus saith the Lord.
What?
Stand ye in the ways.
Stand ye in the ways, because God's 10 precepts are 10 ways, and they're of God, and it is God.
Yes.
Someone got to stand in the ways. What?
And see, and ask for the old paths.
See and ask for the old paths. Mm-hmm. We wonder why all these churches, they go the way they go. They're on a path, but it's not the path of righteousness. They're on a highway, but it's not the highway of holiness. What?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
Where is the good way and walk therein? What?
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
But what?
But they said, we will not walk therein.
We don't have to keep that old Mosaic law and don't know, because their eyes and their ears are uncircumcised. The Mosaic law is the word of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Also I set watchmen over you.
God said watchmen, but they killed the prophets down through the time before Jesus came. They killed him when he came. He was a prophet, and they've been killing the prophets ever since.
Yes.
I said watchmen over you, saying what?
Hearken to the sound of the trumpet.
Hearken to God's word. What?
But they said, we will not hearken.
We're not doing that. And why are they saying that? Mainly because they don't want to live for God. But one of the excuses that's been given by that devil through these false prophets, he paid the price. You ain't got to do nothing. You can't, because you're not able. That's why he did it. That's a lie. Read.
Yes. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know,
what?
O congregation.
Oh, congregation. What? Mm-hmm.
What is among them?
Know what's among these congregations that reject God's law. What?
Hear, O earth.
What?
Behold, I will bring evil upon this people.
What?
Even the fruit of their thoughts.
Churchgoers think so off. Don't have any kind of understanding of how to think about matters. That's why down through the years, they go overboard in the morning. And they've taken on the ways of the world. There's nothing wrong with mourning, but you can mourn and yet rejoice.
Yes.
Because one is in the kingdom. And even back in Moses' time, they mourned for Moses, they mourned for Aaron, and all of the great men. But you always had the overwhelming element, took it the wrong way and went bonkers with it.
Yes.
Just a few had the knowledge to know, that's a good day.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Lord didn't even let ones know where Moses' grave was because of the wildness of the people.
Yes.
What?
Because they have not hearkened unto my words.
What?
Nor to my law.
Even the fruit of their thoughts,
mm-hmm.
It's evil.
Yes.
Because they have not hearkened unto my words. What?
Nor to my law, but rejected.
It's rejected today. Because man want to do their own thing. They don't want to follow God's ways. Let's go to Psalms 103. 103 and 7. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God, saints, for the mind that you have today.
Yes.
As I say again, I'm not really into a lot of images. I have a picture of Sister Curly, just as vibrant. That was 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
Smiling.
Yes.
But the last week or so, you shouldn't be so interested in that picture. And why would you want to keep a picture of that in your mind? Why not remember her in her happy time?
Yes.
And a time when she looked great.
Yes.
I got news for you. She looks so much better now. You can't see her. She's with all the saints that's gone before her.
Yes. Yes, she is.
He said, how could that be? Is there anything too hard for God? We don't understand it, but she will be able to recognize all. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Have no doubt of her rejoicing.
No.
We should be glad for her.
Yes.
Let our gladness overpower that sadness. Let's be glad for her.
Yes.
She's not suffering anymore.
Yes.
And even when she left here, she didn't suffer.
No.
God kept her comfortable.
Yes.
She just slept on the way.
Yes, she did.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
103:7, what does it say?
He made known his ways unto Moses.
So it's a stand in the ways. Now these are old paths. God made his ways known to Moses. That's why we want to go back there.
Yes.
And we have. He made his ways known, made known his ways to Moses, unto Moses. What?
His acts unto the children of
so
Israel.
How God acted in every situation, all you have to do is follow the children of Israel. And you see how God acted in every situation. Everything they've gone through, we go through today. And we'll be going through it tomorrow. Because
yes.
There's nothing new under the sun. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
10th verse, what does it say?
He hath not dealt with us after our sins,
mm-hmm.
nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
God showed our sister Curly much mercy. Up in her age, she didn't let any enemy trick her. But she came to her senses. And it took laboring. And I thank God for our Deacon Franny.
Yes.
Deacon Franny misses her mother. She's going to miss her mother. And she feels for her mother. But her joy that she made it should be overpowering to that. And we hope that all the children feel the same way. We got some children don't want to have anything to do with what she stood for. I had nothing to do with that. I don't worry about that. That's not my business. I wasn't worried about it before she passed, and I ain't worried about it now. If you don't contact me before she passed, I'm not going to be worried about you contacting me after. Because we never had nothing, and we don't. And once it's gone, it's over with. I never heard of foolishness. I'm coming to pay my respects. And the one you pay respects to don't know you're there. It's stupid. It's stupid to stand around and sit in a room with a dead shell body for 3 and 4 hours waiting for people to fly in and nobody there but you. Sister Curly is with God now. She's in life. Only thing she left behind is a shell that we're going to put away. That's it. So let's not get all crazy and get sad. Go, I'm just not hungry. Really? Pass your souffle to me. Or that Carl's Jr., whatever that thing is. Okay. Thank God. It's a time to rejoice. I don't know about you. I've been having my mind on that Mac Ribby, the Carl Ribby thing. Okay, come on. Thank God. So, listen. She loved burgers. All I do is say, give me one for her. Isn't that beautiful?
Exactly.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
Read 11th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. For as the heaven is high above the earth,
yes.
so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Isn't that beautiful? Mercy down through the time.
Yes.
Thank God. Read the 13th verse. What does it say?
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
Well, God does. But you got to be in the way striving.
Yes.
Those are the ones that fear God, striving to please God.
Yes.
You're up under the fear, under the mercy.
Yes.
17th verse, what does it say? But
the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him.
What?
And his righteousness unto children's children.
What?
To such as
now here's the one, to such.
Mm-hmm. As keep his.
Those that keep his covenant.
And to those that remember his commandments to do them.
Remember to do it. Isn't that beautiful? Before Sister Curly left, I was telling you all about that dream. I saw this mortuary and this baby. And I said, I think we're going to have another soul come in here. Because babies pretty much represent that. And I began to meditate on that. God was showing me the one that left, he had a childlike spirit.
Yeah.
That's why, and we have all the evidence. Fifth month, midst of the week, 17th day, on the 17th year, and we'll be buried on the 27th day.
Isn't
that beautiful? That's God all over. Isn't that beautiful? God all over. More importantly, we're witnesses how sweet she was. When I came, when she was alert, she didn't want to let my hand go. That was a good sign. She didn't come in and turn her head. And when she was talking fluently, Deacon Fran would say anything, I would say anything, and she was very careful what she said. striving to answer right and not say the wrong thing. Because that's where she had a problem. Very careful. And I was watching her. She's in the kingdom. There's no question about that. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for her. Said, well, why are you talking about this? Why is he talking about a thing? It says, ask for the old paths. Because the Lord said, except you come as a child, you cannot enter. You can't do it. Well, that was my sign. Because of that child, for the movie, that's she was entering into the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
18th verse, what does it say?
To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
Jeremiah, let's read that again. 16 and 16, isn't that beautiful? Yes. Ask for the old paths. So many feel like, well, he paid the price, and that's, they've been told that fast solution and don't have no understanding of what Jesus did. He only made a way for you to keep his commandments. That's all he did.
Yes.
Should you're saying there's an advocate there, if you confess. Isn't that beautiful? He made a way back the right way to keep his word.
Yes.
6 and 16, read it again.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path.
Ask for the old path, the old way of doing things. Because it's only one way to please God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Come as a child.
Mm-hmm. What? Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
He said, Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way. He was childlike.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. He said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill. That's the mindset we should all have. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 14 and 6, because so many read the scripture and have no understanding of what it's talking about. But that's why God said, call for the old paths. And he gave pastors and teachers after his heart to feed the people with knowledge. Read.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He's talking to Philip. And Philip began to follow the Lord. And after following him, he still could not see God. What did he say?
Yes. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
Isn't that beautiful?
And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
If you have God's Son, male or female, you got the Father. And if you cannot see God through sonship, you're not going to see him. You got to see him and receive him first through sonship. That's the way. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
What did he say?
Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou known me,
so
Philip?
Time in the way. God is showing you his ways, how he do things, and you yet cannot see God.
Yes.
Yet go in your own way. You have to humble and go God's way.
Yes.
That's how you see God. That's how you understand God. There's no shortcut to it.
No.
It's like trying to learn math or division or multiplication your way and not follow the general rule. You can't say, well, I'm a good mathematician, but 1 and 1 is not 2 in my book. You'll never understand math then. You can never do any problem solving. You know, you're going to build a house, but you don't have a ruler. You got something else you're using. My ruler have, how many inches in the ruler? 12? Yours got 13. That house ain't going to be built right. Whatever you build, it ain't going to come out right. Because your numbers don't add up right. You know what I'm saying? You got to follow the model. Like the priest, like the people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 5. And 46, St. John. Let's go there. I know time is kind of moving on, but we are calling for the old paths. There's so many people, they're not going to go to these scriptures. They do. These scriptures I'm bringing, they're going to connect it to the cross. See, I ain't got to go there. This is the cross. And when you preach God's word, you're talking about the cross. Isn't that beautiful? 5 and 46, what?
For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me.
That's the old path. Let's go back to Moses.
Yes.
Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. What?
For he wrote of me.
What?
But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
How are you going to believe the words of the Lord if you don't believe the writings?
Yes.
And Moses wrote the law. Yes. How simple. Moses wrote the word.
Yes.
He wrote the commandments.
Yes.
You don't believe them. That's done away, but you don't, how are you going to believe the Lord? I didn't say go back there, but he said that. Go back to Moses. He wrote of me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. He was telling Philip. Philip was telling him, show us the Father. St. John 1:43. Philip was trying to see God. And that was one of the first ones Jesus dealt with, was Philip. And look what Philip said. St. John 1:43.
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me.
It's God now. Follow me. Yes. What does the 45th verse say?
Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
We found him.
Yes.
After he found him, but he said, now show us the Father. But he knew he had found him by going back to Moses.
Yes.
And he said, have you been so long? You don't know me yet? Because the Son's going to show you the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Jeremiah 6:16. Let's read it again. What are we doing here on time? Thank God.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot to cover tonight. I got 6 minutes. That's beautiful. I got about six scriptures or more, too.
Beautiful.
Thank God. 6 and 16. Read it again.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Stand ye in the ways.
Stand ye in the ways.
And see.
See.
And ask for the old paths.
You're asking because when you stand in the ways, you ain't going to find nobody else standing there with you, many of them. Now, Martin, you know what Martin said. I might not get there with you. And he's not. He's not with us. And I ain't with him either. Stand ye in the ways. What?
Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path.
Ask for the old path. What?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
What?
And ye shall find rest for your soul.
But what they say?
But they said, we will not walk therein.
Isaiah 9:15. Let's go there. The prophets, they don't lie. Words they bring, they're just as true today as they were when they were spoken. 9:15.
Yes, Pastor. The ancient and the honorable. He is the head.
Now that's the head.
Yes.
The ancient and the honorable.
Yes.
What?
And the prophet that teaches lies. He is the tail.
That's the tail. Matthew 7:13. So, Pastor, what you can expound on that a little bit? Nope, we don't have time.
All
right. So, you have to go ahead. You got to move on a little bit. Say, so, well, I want to know about that scripture because I've been wondering about that scripture for the last 10 years. Call me. Matthew 7:13, what does it say?
7:13, yes, Pastor.
Enter ye in.
Yes, Pastor. Yes. Enter ye in at the straight gate.
What?
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
So these prophets that tell lies, they're the wide gate. Because you can come in and do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
And still say, "Say, well, why are you wearing that dress all exposed, the cross?" So, well, now, Johnson, you ain't been in the last 6 months. Where you been? Well, you know how it is. Backslid a few times. The cross. Everything the cross. Is accepted. And you say, well, and you, Curtis, what's that up under your seat? It's the cross. We all got something, but it's the cross. And the cross is the answer to everything. Then you go and you say, well, what about that? Is that the blood? No, no. Wide is the gate.
Yes.
That leadeth to destruction. And
many there be which go in thereat.
But what?
Because straight is the gate.
Because straight is the gate.
And narrow is the way.
It's a narrow way. I remember years ago, God gave me this dream. My mother was here. And I was in the mountain. There was a lot of sun just shining bright. And she was behind me, and I was walking. The pathway was about a foot wide, and I was walking the pathway. And she stopped. And she said, I can't go no further. You go ahead. That was the dream went off. Narrow way.
Mm-hmm.
It was a path.
Isn't
that beautiful? She too went on into the kingdom. Mm. And I didn't put in there. I'll show you how naive and zealous I was. I was telling Teacher Brown the dream. I was kneeling down, and she was in the bed. The arm was all big and swollen up, from the shot. I said, "Teacher, I had this dream." So I said, "That means she's gonna make it." She said, "Yeah, that means she's gonna make it." I think she died about a day or so later. But, when you got a lot of zeal, sometimes you don't use wisdom. Okay. Read.
Because straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate.
And narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life.
And
few there be that find it.
It tells you. Shouldn't it let you know you're in the right place? Ain't but a few. You have all the signs of the scripture. Why would you doubt?
That's right.
Nobody else is living according to the scripture.
That's right.
Like the scripture says, but we can't find them. Why would you doubt? This is the way. Isn't that beautiful? That leadeth unto life. 1 John 5:14. Let's go there. 1 John. This is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find. What's that song? One Lord, one faith. There's only one baptism. But straight is the gate that leads to life. And few there be.
Okay. Yes, beautiful.
1 John 5:14. What does it say?
And this is the confidence that we have in him.
What?
That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
God hear us. God heard us. We prayed for Sister Curly. Kept her comfortable. Very little times of discomfort. Thank God, like I said, Deacon Franny was there meeting her needs. Colossians 1:9. I know we're closing here on the broadcast, but I'm a happy camper today for our Sister Curly. And if you say, "Oh, I ain't that happy," you probably won't make it. You're probably not the one gonna make it. Well, I don't see no reason to rejoice. It is a time to rejoice. You should be rejoicing.
For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you.
What?
And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will.
Filled with knowledge of his will. What?
In all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Isn't that beautiful? To have spiritual understanding and knowledge about God.